call me Dave. And I'm like, well, okay, if he can say just call me Dave, I guess I can call him. Just call me.
Is he the one that, like, no, that was somebody else. A God thing.
I can do that.
All right, I'm going to call the meeting, our regular meeting to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
All right.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody. Mary, will you call the roll, please? Duber?
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Here.
Braverman?
Here.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
First, we have a motion to approve the minutes of regular meeting of October 8th. Do I have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Kluter. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein.
Klein.
Yes.
You forgotten already?
No, I said Klein.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. But I was looking at you two. I couldn't figure out which one said it till you looked at me. So,
We do have a similar reflection.
Yes, we
and
do.
And I have, you know, medium-aged ears these days. So, anybody have any comments about the minutes? Is there none? Mary, will you call the roll?
Duber?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter? Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of November 5th. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. See, if I'm looking at you, I can tell.
you got me on your side.
Any questions or comments about the minutes? Is there none, Mary?
Duber?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Next, I need a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report of September 30th, 2014, please. Do I have a motion?
So move.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. A second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. And Mr. Bloom, would you like to take the mic, please?
I know we went through it last week. I don't have too much to add, but just to point out again that September was a very quiet month. In the general fund, the revenues and the expenditures are almost equal for the month. And that leaves our balance at month end at the end of September almost exactly the same as where we started on January 1st, which was the target all along. The only other major item on the front page, on the summary page of note, is the $88,000 expense in the 201 fund, street maintenance, and that is the first lease payment on the new service department truck from last year. There'll be another payment in 2015 for the same amount. And in the general fund overall, through September, our revenues are within 1% of budget right now. And the expenditures are also within 1% of budget. So that, again, is why our beginning balance and current balance are about the same.
Great. Anybody have any questions? And you all were at our meeting, so
yep.
I guess not. Great. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Duber?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Next, I need a motion to approve the Tax Administrator's Report of October 31st, 2014. Motion, please.
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred, for a motion. Mr.
Second.
Duber, thank you. Mr. Bloom.
Okay, again, month of October was a pretty good month collection-wise. Nothing outstanding, but it was positive. On the top, if you look at the gross taxes column, you can see we collected about $15,000 more overall than we did a year ago in October. And what that reflects on the total line down below is that we're up about $25,000 in 2014 from last year. And we're still a little bit under the target budgeted amount at the bottom, as you see a negative number, but we made up a little of the deficit from a month ago. After September, it was about 70,000 under budget, and now we're up to 58,000 under budget.
Just remind me, the tax collections budget, is that something we, is that an extrapolation from our operating budget as opposed to the budget we submit to the county? No, it's a separate budget altogether.
Right.
It is the same.
Well.
So it's the one that, it's a.
It's a 10-year moving average.
It's our operating average.
It's the actual.
We base it on the actual, that's what I mean, instead of the budget.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is based, this, the budget, what we call the tax collections budget, that number came from last year's.
The actual?
No, the budget.
What we actually, no, it's not both that, what we've actually collected.
Yeah, this is prior though, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is it a 10-year moving average? Okay, all right. Yeah, I couldn't quite remember.
So it smooths out aberrations.
Right, I was trying to decide whether.
The Rita collections from month to month can vary quite a bit.
Yeah.
And this kind of takes that into account, kind of levels it out.
Right, I was just trying to decide whether the 58,000 was an unusual figure for, at this point in the year.
Well, over the last few years, we were way down, what, 3 years ago, Mayor? And then way up.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 years, we've been kind of level at that higher amount.
Yeah.
We haven't seen much growth over the last 2 years, but not much of a reduction either.
Okay, all right.
Percentage-wise, 58,000 isn't really that great of a difference overall.
Thank you.
All right.
Does anybody have any questions? Thank you, Mr. Bloom. Mary, will you call the roll?
Duber?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes, thanks. Next, we have discussion of bills to be paid for November in the amount of $743,560.47, with additional expenses of $41,752.19. Mayor, would you like to?
Well, I'll say that is a big scary amount, but if you look at the breakdown for the month, it's out of the general fund, it is a more normal amount of $81,000. The big amount was we made payments out of the infrastructure levy for some of this summer's this fall's projects, $265,000. And more significantly, we had semi-annual debt payments of $366,996. And do note that to U.S. Bank, we made our final payment on this building.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Amazing.
20 years.
Yep. So
did you bring the mortgage?
We can burn it tonight.
I was going to say, did you bring it? No.
I don't know if I've ever actually.
Yeah.
Well, we could burn a copy of it, just get the celebration
symbolically
going. We don't have to.
Yeah. This building has paid off. Congratulations, everybody.
The Bricker and Eckler bill, that's being paid by.
Through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a 701, isn't it charged to
701? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The one quite small, it's a small number, but I just. Question.
Those are always the hard ones.
Yeah, I know. There's an indirect relationship size of the number of discussion. Under Steve Avancic's bill, there's a staff meeting invoice for $285,
yep.
Item 101. And do they not have like a set fee like the law director does?
No, we don't have a retainer. We have an hourly. Yeah, and that you'll see if you look down his.
Most of the other stuff is passed through.
Or infrastructure. 701, if you looked at all his bills, 701s are all passed through. That means other people are paying for it.
Right.
406 is it's an infrastructure project related charge. 101 is it's actually coming out of our general fund. That $18 one could have been a 406, but when I pointed it out, I don't think the finance felt that was significant enough to bother reposting.
Well, I knew what most of the other ones were. I just was.
Yeah, the 101 is out of our general fund. It's not. I could probably make a case that he's at staff meetings because he's generally talking about infrastructure, but I've not made that case, and he could be talking about anything.
One quick question, if I may. The Newman traffic signs, streets and traffic signs for Village?
Yeah.
What was that?
Those could be stop signs or speed limit signs that they wear down and they need to be replaced periodically, so he probably stocked up.
Oh, okay.
That's not just a few, that's a stop.
They also keep extras because if somebody runs into a stop sign, they have to replace it that night. And that happens more than you think.
Yes.
You saw the new ones?
Yeah, so I'm sure there's not $2,500 worth of them.
Let's $2,500 probably doesn't buy as many as we hope.
Gotcha, okay.
But those aren't street signs, because we buy those separate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Thank you.
All right.
Is that certificate something new?
Moving on.
On the back of the building.
Audience comments?
Have we had that?
Move on to ordinance 2014-26.
Where have I been?
This is an ordinance amending section 113.01 of the codified ordinances of Orange to authorize the publication of notices of the passage of ordinances to be made via the village's website. This is on for second reading tonight. We talked a little bit about this in work session, but would anybody like to add anything at this point?
Well, if you look back on the bills to be paid, you'll see there's a couple of charges for just this item.
Just what?
For public notices.
Couple of checks for just this item, yeah.
The public notices?
Right.
All right. Next is ordinance 2014-27, an ordinance approving the editing and inclusion of certain ordinances as part of the various component codes of the codified ordinances of Orange Village, Ohio, and declaring an emergency. This is also on for second reading tonight. Anybody have any questions tonight?
I have a question. How come I just signed the Walter Drain bill if we're just passing the legislation for it now?
I don't know.
You just signed the.
Mary, do you know?
What was it?
How come I just signed the Walter Drain bill if we're just passing the legislation for it now? Do you know?
And we're not passing it now.
He sent the bill. He sends a couple bills. Usually when it gets on the internet, he sends another bill.
We're already with them, aren't we?
I just signed $4,373 for, but isn't that for the ordinance that's on the agenda now?
No, an ordinance.
This is just like housekeeping. We just do this all the time.
Well, yes, that's true. And I don't know what the timing question is as to when.
I mean, am I paying for last year's and we're just passing for next year?
No, this is, he would send the bill along with the.
Ordinance?
Ordinance to be passed.
Well, but we shouldn't sign the bill. We shouldn't pay the money before we've passed the ordinance.
That's an administrative issue.
Okay. Well, we'll hold that check back.
Hold that tiger.
Mr. Bloom? Thank you. Or we could pass it tonight.
It is housekeeping, so I don't know if anybody's interested in suspending rules.
Well, we were looking at possibly finding out what the additional fees were for.
We found out.
Yes, and.
Yeah, you sent that along.
And I didn't print it out. Does anybody have that?
I found it a little confusing.
Sent in our package.
Last page of the.
Did you look that over? I found it to be rather confusing, which I thought was perhaps his intent.
This is the email that.
He's trying to keep us where we are and probably we should stay there.
I had it too.
But she had it in a packet that I needed to get on the fly because, never mind, long story. So, does anybody have any comments? So I guess I have a question. Before we spend more money on something, is there a need? Like, does anybody ever request the village for our codified ordinances, like from?
Yeah, I looked them up a lot, but I've never been handicapped by the fact that something this year didn't make it, either because it was so recent I remembered, or it inevitably wasn't what was being asked about, or just, it just has never been a handicap for whatever reason.
Are these, when they codify these ordinances, do they go on to an online service that is accessible?
Yes, you get it through our website.
Yeah, okay. Because I do that, you know, there are a number of different websites that I go to, download codes for communities. And so, you know, having updated codes is really important. They're on Conway Green, and so with the exception of legislation, so this ordinance is pending. It's passed, they update the online code at this time, and any legislation between now
put on the website at that time. The one warning he gave was if you changed the same code section twice in a year, you'd be changing the pages twice in the year.
Oh.
Whereas if you just did the annual update, you wouldn't get caught with that. So that would be $3.50 per page for each time that occurred.
How many hard copies are we buying now?
You only bought mine.
Did I look at mine? One for Francis, and how many others?
One for me, one for you.
Reading book.
So three?
Three, then the fire department gets two, the police get two or three, and planning and zoning get a couple. Not that many.
Do they all need that many?
They're not the whole thing, they're just the updated.
What?
Do they need that many? Does the police and fire department need two?
They probably have one in the duty room and one in the chief's room. Don't I have one too?
For me.
But do you ever, does anybody ever look at it, or do you just go online? I would never use a book. I would, honestly, I mean.
Really?
I.
Right.
But like, you know, for work, it's the same thing. I mean, I never use the old code book, there's no point.
I mean, we downsized, we used to.
No, no, I know, I'm just wondering if we're buying them, just to buy them, because they're expensive, that would, you know, Mr. Barron just said, it would offset the cost of. Wow, this, if we just.
Well, is this ordinance about buying versions of it, or just getting the codification done?
Just doing this year's work.
No, this is updating this code.
That's what I thought.
Separate question from.
But just, I'm just curious.
I mean, that has to be done, because they do all the cross references.
Well, can we pass this year's, just to get this year's updated?
Yeah, no, I know that, I'm just curious about that.
That's what's on the agenda, is just getting this year's done.
Might as well offset some of this cost.
This is for the year 2014, or for last year?
This is through November of this year.
Of this year, huh?
When is there ever a situation where one of them?
It does not include November.
Doesn't include November?
No.
Okay.
Through October, excuse me.
He takes everything from October, meeting in October on.
Give him each one.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear like we need to update it more frequently than once a year for the books, right? Because either it's never been issued.
I have not seen it handicapped, because we haven't.
And the police department has never come to you and said, we need this done more often, right?
Because they probably never read.
Nobody.
Well, let me ask, let me ask the question in this fashion. Could that hurt us ever in a conflict where someone would say, you know, we went to your website, we looked at your code, and the point you're raising to our attention was not.
There's a very effective disclaimer that says you can't, the law is what the law is, and.
Not what we put on our website.
Right. Well, it also says, there's also a statement of where it's good through. So if there's subsequently passed legislation, that's gonna have force of law.
Okay.
And.
But, and therefore, they would have to be able to come and get something hard copy?
They can.
Well, I mean, that's, I'm just trying to figure out whether, who do we, you know, apart from ourselves, I mean, and apart from the, we don't have a sense of urgency, you know, could we ever get, would ever be a negative impact from the fact that we only do it once a year, and therefore, what we passed in the prior 11 months somehow is not available?
On the first page of the website, and it's also gonna be in the first page of your book.
Yeah.
It indicates this is complete to November 5th of 2013. Disclaimer, the codified ordinances and other documents that appear in this folio infobase may not reflect the most current legislation adopted by the municipality. The codified ordinances are provided for informational purposes only and should not be relied on as the definitive authority for local legislation. Additionally, the formatting and pagination of the posted documents vary from the formatting and pagination of the official copy. The official printed copy of the codified ordinance should be consulted prior to any action being taken.
That's my point. So we do have to have at least that reference for third parties to come in and look at in hard copy. We have to have at least one at the minimum.
If it ever becomes an issue, we can always, you know, upgrade, but.
Yeah.
I think it's not an issue, and.
Well, don't we have, we're in a little bit of a transition period. I mean, didn't we just pass an ordinance that said that if we do pass legislation, we have to put it up on the village website in its entirety?
For 6 months.
For a minimum of 6 months,
yeah.
Right? So going forward, everything will be available in an online database on our website.
Yes.
Different than the database where the codified ordinances are, but available online.
Right, so.
The issue, we, to some extent, we.
The one caveat is it's not gonna be searchable, I don't think. So you would have to, you'd have to go through the ordinances.
It's gonna be chronological. It'll be chronological or just by date past or something.
Difficult.
People don't search, they call us and ask if something's allowed.
Well, you're right, you're right. It won't be searchable from the same, in the same way that the codified ordinances are. But we have this sort of gap period, right, of the past year where any ordinances passed are neither yet in the codified ordinance database, nor are they posted on our village website in their entirety.
No, there will not be a gap because November's have just been signed and so they will be posted.
As soon as this is completed, so there's a very short.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what the timeframe is from the time we. Soon as this is passed, they.
Well, this will be not codified for a year, whatever's passed tonight.
No, no, well, the update will pick up everything from November 5th of last year so that this will get changed to November blah blah.
2014, but today's November 12th.
If you pass it tonight.
He'll do his work.
Well, no, actually, it'll be complete through whenever the cutoff date was, so October, whatever.
The end of October.
End of October.
Well, November 4th, yes.
Well, as of the last council meeting, because council denied since.
Right.
But, so, anything passed tonight going forward will be on next year, right? You were saying that.
But just as a point of information, when someone needs to see something that was passed since the last codification, cannot get it online, we have the hard copies here in the village, I understand.
We have the hard copies, we have an index of them. Somebody could say, what's been passed since a certain date, and Mary can open a book.
So the hard copy is searchable because we have an index, and do we happen to put new pages, not new pages, but do we slide copies of the ordinance into the right spot so that they physically.
Well, she has a file drawer that has all the ordinances in it.
Yeah.
No, before that, but we're talking about that.
They give you the pages, but you have to take it back and put it in your own book.
Yeah, period, while it's, before it's codified, before it's.
We think you're passing this.
Put in the formal.
No, this is not the big, it's, this the idea.
Think about any meeting.
Are we all comfortable keeping it the way it's been, putting it on the internet?
Fine.
Like we passed, yeah.
I've not detected a hole.
Yeah, and we can always, if it ever becomes an issue for whatever reason, we can, you know, at any time, kind of upgrade at Walter Drain for $200 a quarter. Right?
Yeah, plus the per page.
Plus a per page.
And plus the per page thing.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Plus $50, I think they threw in.
Okay, so does anybody wanna make a motion to pass this tonight, or you wanna wait till suspend the rules?
And it isn't $200 per quarter. If I read this right,
I don't see any.
It's $800 a year, but if you do it quarterly, it's gonna be.
An additional $200 a quarter.
No, that's not additional. Instead of $800 a year, they would bill you quarterly $200, so it's the same $800. But then in addition to that, it would be an extra charge of $50 a quarter. So we're only talking about an extra.
I misread that.
$1,000.
He only said $50 for the second, third, and fourth update.
So
it's only $150 plus $350 a page.
Well, let's see if we need it. If we ever need it. If we ever run into any kind of difficulties, we can upgrade. Does anybody want to make a motion to suspend the rules, or we could pass it next week?
Next month?
Next month.
Yeah,
I'll make a motion to
suspend
the rules.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Is there a second?
Well, I'm sorry, what was the motion?
To suspend the rules.
Pass this tonight.
What for?
Will this be 31? Will it be ordinance 31? No. What will this be?
Just because we already wrote a check.
Pretty much, right?
I mean, it's not gonna change. There's not like a.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Mary, we call the roll for the suspension of the rules.
Duber?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Do we have a motion to adopt ordinance 2014-27, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Second?
Second.
Thank you, you, Mr. Klein. And, Mary, we call the roll?
Duber?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Dave, we don't have to hold the check now.
That was for...
It's probably already in the mail.
Next is ordinance 2014-28, an ordinance approving and confirming the appointment of Stephen Havancic and Associates Incorporated as Orange Village Engineer and repealing certain ordinances. This is on for second reading, and I don't believe there's any, does anybody have anything to add to the discussion that we've already had? Great. Then I'll move on to new business, ordinance 2014-29, an ordinance appointing the law director and authorizing the mayor to enter an agreement with Walter Haverfield LLP to provide legal services from January 1st, 2015 through December 31st, 2016 and declaring an emergency. This is on for second reading.
First reading,
excuse me. I read that, I'm sorry. And I think next month we should make our work session a special meeting to progress this so that starting January 1st we can have this in order for the new year instead of doing it a month later and retroactively. Since there's no, unless anybody has any objections. Okay, Mary, will you make note of that? Thank you. Great. And next, we have ordinance 2014-30, an ordinance appointing Blair N. Melling as a prosecutor of Orange Village and providing compensation for the prosecutor and declaring an emergency. This is also on for first reading. But unless there's any more discussion anybody wants, please let me know so we can have an executive session. But
those terms have been the same for a number of years, haven't they? Or did they change?
They've changed the same as Steve.
Did they change this year?
The same 2.5?
This is the 2.5, 2.5 as was requested. And he has generally followed the same. If there's an increase for the law department, Blair gets the same number. He just has a separate ordinance
because
he's the prosecutor. It's a separate. He's not in the firm, and he's
all right. Okay, but I couldn't recall whether he was just a renewal as opposed to any kind of change. I didn't remember.
He's just a renewal.
Yeah.
Well, with a change.
With a change. Yeah, with a 2.5 change.
They have a couple cases each month.
He does all the police work in the court.
So, and he will also handle any kind of warrant or call for advice from the department for matters that are going to go to bed.
For
example, we're getting ready to do a taxpayer compliance audit program, and there'll be 600 letters sent out. By the time it goes to subpoena, it might be half that number. But he'll, you know, if they go to court, he'll handle it. But
and
most of them will be handled by Rita here.
One of the legacy things that's here is we added on, he agreed to do this at a very, very low rate because he was adding on to Solon when he was the Solon prosecutor. So the marginal cost for him to be there was nothing. And so he took a very low number. I don't think there's another community that's getting prosecution services at under $10,000. So he's a value.
What happens when he's in front of his brother?
He doesn't go.
He has to recuse.
We have the other judge.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured that, but I mean, that's what I'm saying.
We only went to Judge Jacobs.
Okay.
Judge Junkin before that.
I hear you. I remember Junkin.
And I like.
Okay, I was just curious. So now what do we have? We have that
the magistrate we've had for a year.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Let the campaign begin for next year.
Already did.
Yeah, I got a letter already.
Yeah, me too. Sure, you all did, didn't you? Letter
all right, if there's no more discussion, I'll move on to committee reports from council members. I think planning and zoning, anything, Judd?
Well, nothing since the last
nothing more to add.
Except that'll be on the agenda in December, the management operating budget to approve.
Correct.
And I don't know if anybody had any follow-up comments, but we can either put it on the first week or the second week.
And if you did have follow-up comments, please let me know, and I'll make sure we address it at the next committee meeting before we vote. Are there any other committees that need to report? None. We're going to skip audience comments and move on to comments by council members. Mr. Duber, we'll start with you.
I have none today.
Thank you. Oh, do you? I didn't mean to. Mr. Baird?
Just two items. I'll be going to the NOCA seminar this Thursday, and I believe we're going to be talking about getting youth engaged in local mm-hmm. government. If anyone needs a ride, I'll be glad to take them.
There's a conflict because we're meeting with the
because it was bumped. County executive.
Yeah.
I'm
muted
to JEO.
Heavens. Heavens to Betsy. And my second comment is Mayor Mulcahy, Judd, and I attended the Orange School District Board of Education meeting, which was basically a sharing of information, which was good to hear what they had to say, and actually they listened to some of the things we had to say, so that was interesting to say the least.
Thank you. Mr. Braverman?
No, I have no comments this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Scluder?
With the bad weather imminent, do we have the sensible salting signs out around and about? I haven't seen one on my street yet. So I just
thought
about
them.
And what happened to the status of the building inspector? Do you remember we were talking about houses and housing stock, and then what?
Well,
you said he rotated every quarter or half a year or something or other. He rotated around?
Well, I would say that this is almost too soon for feedback based on last week's conversation.
Okay.
Did have a conversation today with Dave. He does have a written program that we're going to put into place. I did drive by that house you were concerned about today. It didn't look as bad today as it did the last time I drove by. You know, it really needs some loving care, but the paint wasn't falling down, the gutters were attached. I mean, there just wasn't.
There's nobody there. That's the trouble.
I know, but that's not against the law.
No. And I just think that there's stuff in mail. I don't know. The neighbors.
It looks sad. It looks like somebody hung sheets over the window.
They did.
But that's not against
that's
the
what,
law.
That's what
that's
he told
they want
me.
To decorate. It looks sad.
But he doesn't do anything externally. He doesn't.
I mean, I'm not being defensive. You look at it and you don't know what law it's breaking. But
he needs to cut his grass. He needs to just.
It's covered with leaves. You can't see the
I
grass. it's sort of. I think you need to give us a couple of months to try a few new things and think about it and see what we can do and learn from others.
Okay. And you talked about Pinecrest, Lewinsky for the residential. I think I asked about this before. Are they going to be coming in and giving a presentation about the residential or
no? Well, one would assume, and they certainly will have to at some point. As of tonight, I have not heard anything official or formal. They've not submitted anything. They haven't come in to talk in even an unofficial capacity yet, other than calling me to tell me who his new partner is. And then I heard from somebody else that one of the partners, could he come in to talk to me? I didn't even understand why I needed a go-between, you know? So nothing has been presented yet. Of course, they're going to have to.
Well, the concern is, as I've said, you know, from the get-go, that when they have to get the infrastructure in, if this is a go, and they have to coordinate the whole thing.
Right.
So that's my concern.
Well, from behind the scenes, the development agreement that's being worked on a little bit, I mean, it's not greatly advanced from what you last saw, but it has been worked on, envisions having both development entities signing on. that would commit both to doing the clearing, the demolition, the site work all at once. If one part was not to go ahead, then that would have to be seeded and restored. We're all well aware that when the actual engineering site work plans come in, that the infrastructure for the one would have to be brought to the boundary limits so that the second one could then pick up from that point. We're not to that level of detail yet to be able to say, yes, it's been accounted for, but we know that it has to be.
Well, I think, you know, I'm sort of gung-ho with the retail and the progress that's being made with the retail part of Pinecrest, but it seems that something has fallen off the cliff a little bit with the residential. I mean, I don't know that it has. That's the impression I'm getting.
Well,
and
we
I'm
don't
concerned.
Know that it has, but we don't know that it hasn't. We
no,
just
I, it's
know.
A concern, that's all.
Well, I suppose, you know, if I get a free moment over the next few weeks, I could pick up the phone and call them and see what's going on, but I think they'd be a little more nervous about moving forward than. Well, again, the worst, you know, and I. Why are we nervous about it? Because the worst thing that would happen is we
green
have
space.
Green space there.
Green space is wonderful.
And as everyone tells me, and you know, Judd was the first one, that land is way too valuable for it to be left as green space.
I think green space would be lovely.
What?
Yeah. Green space would be lovely.
Yeah. I mean, so what's the worst thing?
You know,
but it won't.
They're already building a 10-acre park, so they really want to build a bigger one.
Yeah, but it's private property, so it's not
no,
like they
I'm
would
just
put a big
throwing
park
it out.
There.
No, I, you know, the reality is it's not going to stay undeveloped.
Of course. But would it be retail overall? Would they do the whole thing retail? Could
it's
that
not
be?
Zoned to do for that.
And there's no, I can't see a scenario, and I have no idea, but where they would build a shopping center and then be like, oh, let's build it. You know,
more shopping centers.
More shopping.
Well, and the northern piece isn't
maybe.
Desirable for shopping. It's not visible.
Yeah, he was pretty clear about that, actually.
So, too soon to be worried.
Yeah, well, it's not like you can see every part of
the
legacy when you drive past it.
Well,
you can't see how we any of it.
I know. That was
going back to.
Thank you.
They don't want that.
I thought that, too.
So we'll have to just hang in the unknown for a little while longer.
$15.
Mm-hmm. That's delicious.
I just wanted to make sure that if the shovel ever went in the ground, it went in
the whole place.
The whole piece.
Yep, that's the intention. That's the.
It's like a disgusting.
They don't have any, you know, they have a long way to go to get approval for planning commission and from, you know, there might be subsequent needs to come back here before that one.
Yeah, I mean, do recall, Francis, that I think the original, when I say original, the Lewansky original time frame for this development was a 4-year development build out, of which the first two was the retail and the second two so, I mean, you already have that time frame.
It's not that it's so much
that should have been
go
in our
and dig it all up at the same time, because if you're going to do that, that's always been a concern, is that you've got to have everything in place for infrastructure. If you're buying the houses.
They're not going to dig it up, though, if they don't know where each little thing is going to go.
No, what they're going to do, and it'll be engineered for this, is they're going to bring utilities to the edge, to the boundary of that development. Because it all, and it has to be designed for whatever comes beyond that. So some thought has to be given to it. And our engineer will certainly, the village engineer will have to pass judgment as to whether that is adequate for whatever might come. And that's easy enough to figure out. I mean, engineering is, well, it is rocket science, but it's rocket science that is based on numerology that is can be determined. Standards. So I think that's an easy one to figure out. The whole thing is about, I think, seeing that team kind of arise.
Yeah.
And we'll wait. You know, we can wait. People on Pinecrest, I know, are a little bit concerned.
That's between them and them.
And that's, you know, that's the deal that they make. Cool.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Does that conclude your comments?
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Klein?
The only comment I have, Mayor Mulcahy should be receiving, should be receiving a letter from Mr. Barnes regarding this economic development study for the collaborative economic development group that's been created for House District 12 and its adjacent communities. Put together a letter to let people know what's going to be forthcoming and what the plan is for it. And I haven't heard anything specifically as to when it's going to be issued, but it should be shortly because the students at Walsh University are getting lined up at the border to start their survey.
I'll let you know when I get it.
Hold on. Thank you. Mr. Alfred?
Yes, thank you. A couple items. I don't think I mentioned it early, but at the end of October, I had attended what was called a Green Infrastructure Summit and conference that was hosted by the U.S. EPA, as well as the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District, primarily. And it was a national conference, people coming in from everywhere to talk in general about so-called green infrastructure to address primarily stormwater management issues. It is certainly sort of a trend in the industry to examine opportunities to not build out gray infrastructure or concrete, water pipes and everything else to handle stormwater issues, to utilize different sorts of green infrastructure technologies. We here in Orange have already taken advantage of small sort of demonstration green infrastructure, the bioretention ponds, the permeable pavers, those sort of things are all part of this larger concept of green infrastructure. It was an interesting conference just to hear what was going on, but the one thing that's sort of floating around in my mind as I was listening to some of this was the Pinecrest development. And I don't know, I haven't heard anything directly from them as to what their plans are for stormwater management and whether they would see fit to avail themselves of, green infrastructure opportunities. I wanted to encourage planning and zoning to sort of ask that question and to encourage them to evaluate those opportunities as they can, because I think that would be beneficial. The second thing I wanted to mention was this afternoon I attended, on behalf of Orange, the NOPEC General Assembly meeting. NOPEC, as you all know, Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council, it's the Council of Governments aggregator for utilities, electricity and gas. So this is sort of their annual meeting to sort of handle some of the usual kinds of paperwork stuff that has to get done at an annual meeting. But the theme I wanted to sort of share with all of you, which I thought was kind of interesting, is a recognition by NOPEC that the world in which they are operating has changed dramatically. In a way which has resulted in NOPEC losing business, losing customers at a rate which is starting to bring into some question their long-term financial viability as an aggregator. And it's basically a matter of competition. When NOPEC was formed 14 years ago as an aggregator to act as have buyer leverage against the suppliers of electricity and natural gas. There was no other parties who were playing that game. They were the first and only, aggregator of customers. Today, the world has changed dramatically. As you all know, retail energy sales is totally deregulated. So now there are hundreds upon hundreds of middlemen who are acting to buy wholesale electricity, for example, or wholesale natural gas and turn around and sell it retail to all of us and businesses in our communities. NOPEC, of course, at the moment kind of has that, they're the lead position. It's as a council member,
Everybody in your, in our community, for example, everybody in Orange gets the NOPEC negotiated price unless they affirmatively opt out and go with somebody else. So that model still exists. They still have that opt-out characteristic, but it is becoming eroded by competition. So NOPEC is trying to fight back. They are going to be spending a bit more money and certainly more effort in the next year or so, doing some more marketing, trying to communicate a little more clearly to this large customer base what the value proposition is for staying in the NOPEC family. They are looking to offer some additional products and services that will both allow them to be attractive to people to stay with NOPEC, as well as differentiate them versus all the other, you know, the many hundreds of suppliers who are out there in the market. I think that's going to be a challenge for NOPEC. They recognize that. They know they have to do this. The General Assembly today approved a couple of programs that are sort of new offerings that will help them do that, as well as approve some additional dollars for marketing activities to protect their position and to continue to grow it. It's a bit of a give and take, even though they are have had erosion of customers opting out. They've also been able to convince other municipalities to join the family. I think they mentioned this year a total of close to 40 new municipalities in the 10 county service area to which they play. And I think there's three other counties that have also joined in. So there is some growth on that side, but there's erosion, fighting, and competition on the other. So it's an interesting market.
Do they discuss the possibility that this is a, let's call it a public entity that is no longer needed?
Not in so many words. To me, it's a little bit of an undercurrent that they recognize that because the market has changed so dramatically because of deregulation on the retail side, there is probably less need from a consumer standpoint for NOPEC than there was when it was originally founded. They still think that there is value added in this aggregation, you know, of governments. They still think there's benefit to having this buyer leverage, which essentially can negotiate a lower price and can pass that lower price on to consumers. But they, I think the sense is if some of these new product introductions, some of the marketing effort does not make, you know, any headway against the competition out there, I think in the next year or two is going to be a much deeper evaluation of that question.
I assume that all of you and most of the other people who use these utilities are getting letters left and right from various companies who claim they're going to be able to cut the MCF or whatever it is they're charging, and the competition is appears stiff. I mean, I've gone through a lot of analysis myself.
Yeah, and they clearly recognize that, and they noted that really NOPEC has done very little in the way of marketing in that same way over really their entire existence, and they're just kind of gearing up to do so. In the last year, they did more. In the coming year, they will be doing more again. So whether they were sitting on their, you know, sitting on the built-in advantages that they had for too long, one could possibly come to that conclusion. You know, whether they've allowed their advantages to be eroded by competition, one could.
Well,
that's something subject to debate.
Put a different way, what does NOPEC cost the village?
Nothing.
So I mean, we don't have to make a decision about whether to be supportive or not.
That's correct. It's not. There's no actionable item coming out of that at the moment.
Right.
But I at least wanted to alert you sort of the competitive world and competitive environment that NOPEC is facing, and you probably will be seeing more visible outreach from NOPEC than you have in the past.
Did you get a sense that they can compete in the same way that the market now requires?
I was a little bit of two minds. I think on some of the new products and services that they're suggesting that they offer, well, there's really two things they're talking about. One is what they call, it's a way of helping consumers finance energy efficiency projects or alternative energy projects. They call it property, essentially by using a property tax assessment to allow you to pay for those sorts of improvements, rather than having to go out and get outside financing if you're a business or if you're a consumer and go to your bank and, you know, borrow whatever the amount, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 to put in a new solar, you know, system, for example. They have a mechanism to allow you to get a, they would loan you the money, they would buy the system, and then they would allow you to repay this payment through a property tax assessment. So from a business perspective, it's off balance sheet financing. From a consumer perspective, it can be beneficial. The assessment is tied to the property and not tied to you personally. So if you move in 5 years, you know, you don't have to worry about, you would have broken even. They're gonna be pricing the product in a way where the price you pay on your property tax is about equal to the energy efficiency savings that you will have made, or, you know, in theory. So that is a product that could be interesting and isn't offerable by every other, you know, supplier of electricity or gas. The other product that they're looking, or product or service that they're looking to get into, is on what they call the demand management side, which is also becoming a very competitive thing. That's essentially helping you figure out how to save energy using, you know, modern technology. It's you know, putting in smart meters, it's smart thermostats,
right.
Allowing you to, or allowing the utilities or your supplier to reduce their supply to you in return for some discount. That's also sort of an interesting product that may have some attraction. So those sort of things were good. I wasn't overwhelmingly impressed with some of their marketing, you know, what I'll call pure marketing kinds of efforts. You know, but that just might be me. I mean, marketing is a qualitative kind of science to a great extent. So at least what they suggested is kind of what their themes and their campaigns are. Didn't strike me as particularly impressive. So whether they truly have enough marketing muscle, you know, or the right people to do it, I don't know. I'm less optimistic about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see. The last thing, and I'm sorry, I don't want to take too much of the time, was just one other comment on Pinecrest. And I guess some of it, again, is maybe suggestion on to planning and zoning. I was thinking a little bit about what we saw at the meeting last week, and especially the artist rendering of, you know, what the sort of the plaza will look like and what they viewed as some of the elevations.
Forget it all. All irrelevant. We'll be starting with all new drawings.
Okay.
Some of it was interesting. A lot of it I marked up with a big fat red pen. So.
Are you talking about the
just forget the models.
Yeah, the
box.
The backs of the backs of the buildings,
yeah.
those drawings.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
should we forget them all? Have they decided to change it, or have we decided they're going to change it?
They're going to be sort of starting again.
I just thought the artist rendering of the public space, you know, what you're holding up right now, that drawing right there.
Yes.
I had a Back to the Future feeling when I saw that, and it wasn't the good feeling. It was the.
But they've decided to change it again.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He told me the next day he agreed with me. He didn't like the aesthetics of it. Disregarded.
Okay. Well,
disregarded.
Then I will disregard. I'm glad they've come to that conclusion. So yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Horrible.
That's it?
That's it.
Great. Comments from
An update about the properties up the street.
Can't Francis, we're gonna move on to the mayor. Sorry.
Yeah, just forget those.
That's what you can just tell.
Yeah. Update from our advisor. He says no recommended changes at this point on pricing, that they have marketing materials made up that are on display and for distribution in the house. There was a broker's open conducted, and our realtor, Tom, is considering an open house. They have done direct
effort outreach to co-broke realtors to familiarize agents with the property for clients they may represent. That's been done. Outreach to high-end custom residential architects with established business and clientele on the east side. They're currently compiling a list of architects willing to meet with prospective purchasers. That's been done. Currently undertaking direct meetings with high-end remodelers to give preview showings to see if they have a potential client, if they would do it speculatively, or again, possibly refer them to prospective clients. And they will be meeting with the person that had given us the previous offer to see if that would be raised. And they say that the signage and the listing in the multiple listing service is generating interest. The property is still getting showings and co-broker interest. They had two showings scheduled this past weekend, and that it's continuing to be worked. The property is being worked actively. In connection with the behind-the-scenes stuff going on with Pinecrest, there has started to be discussions with the school board concerning their financing endeavors, and to advance in those discussions, the school board needs to engage an attorney to represent them, and the attorney that the school board uses is somebody that has served Orange Village in a limited capacity, but when we issued bonds, the last time being, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, I don't really remember how long ago, but a long time ago, except that they have continuing representations that they make on our issued bonds, but we need to give consent, Squire Sanders.
Who was it?
We used Mike Sharp the last time we issued bonds, and there's a lady that works at Squire Sanders named Pam Holloway that the school board wants. Pam Hanover, that the school board wants to use in their negotiations. Remember, we have Price Finley. They want to use this person from Squire's Pat Boggs now. And because we have that relationship with them from the bond issue, we need to waive consent. So I'm going to pass out the letter that you need to read to make a motion to allow me to sign an acknowledgement and consent to allow the school board to use this person of Squire's, because I guess I feel that it's not going to compromise their representation on our bonds that we issued many years ago, or keep them from helping us in the future with any bonds we may issue.
Did they say that it will not?
Right.
Well, and they're also keeping the option open if the village were to issue the debt on this project, they would be available as issuer's counsel. We don't think that's going to happen because the village is debt capacity.
Because the debt capacity is
they're going to have way more debt than the village's debt capacity.
Right. That's right. We're not going to get into that.
I miss so why we have to.
We are currently represented by Squire Patton Boggs on continuing disclosure